Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to begin Simen Reish Nun Tes. We are on page Lamed, beginning Simen Reish Nun Tes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mochin, which is the Rama immediately translates for us. What does that mean? Pirush kol davar rach korim mochin kigon semer gefen utlishay semer rach shel dehema ugriras begadim beluyim. It means any sort of soft material that you might use to insulate a pot, shetaman behem, that you use for a hatmana, derech mikre, and you just happen to use it. You have this stuff around the house, like a bunch of cotton balls around the house, and you decide to use these cotton balls to do hatmana, they are muktza. So if you want to remove the pot that's underneath them, you would shake the covering of the pot and then they would fall away on their own. That's only if part of the pot is exposed, so you could pick up part of the covering of the pot, because that's not considered to be tiltul muktza, because you're not moving the actual muktza item, you're just lifting the pot and the muktza item is falling off on its own, so that's called tiltul min atzad. We'll get to that when we discuss hilchos muktza. V'im yichadon lekach mutar l'taltlan. However, if you designated this soft material to be something that you want to use for atmana, that it's not just you happen to have used it once, but you have designated it for its permanent use to always be for atmana, then it's not muktza, because it has a designated use that you're using it for in Shabbos. Aval im taman b'gizei tzemer, but if you do atmana with wool shear, even if you aren't miyachided for the purpose of hatmana, you just use it once for hatmana, it's not mukta. It's fine when it comes to wool shearings. But that's wool shearings that were not meant to be sold, that you didn't. There was no intention to do business with them. But if it's a wool shearing that was designated for schora, that was designated for business usage to be sold, then it would be like any other soft item, which we said the only way to take away its muksa status is to be miyachided specifically for that usage. Vim taman ben belo yichud, and if you did the hatmana with them without designating it for hatmana purposes, meaning if you did hatmana with something that at the end of the day is actually muksa, so how do you get the food out of your pot if it's surrounded by something that's muksa? So minara kisoy vein noflos, you shake the covering of the pot and whatever has been wrapped around it will fall away on its own. Dahainu lomer, that means to say, shenotel kisoy gedera sheish toras kli aleh, you could pick up the pot cover because that's just a kli, that's not muktza, so that's fine. Vafel bishem aleha lo ichpatlan, and even though this muktza stuff is on the cover of the pot, that doesn't bother us. The lo nasis basis lahen, because the pot is not considered a basis to the muktza. The halacha by muktza is if you have a basis l'davar aser, the item that's supporting the muktza becomes muktza also. But over here, we don't view the pot lid as being that which is supporting the muktza that's sitting on top of it, and we'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah why we do not consider it to be a basis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Mochin, Pirush Yaveshim, Kamoshchasim, Simration, Zayin, Sif Gimel, the Mochin that we're talking about over here is dry Mochin. Derech mikre, you just happen to use it on a one-off basis for hatmana, lafuke im ragila hatman bem, as opposed to if you use it all the time for hatmana, then nistalik men she muktzav shalayichtan beferish, then it loses the muktzah status, even if you didn't designate it specifically for the purpose of hatmana, but just the fact that you keep using it for hatmana is just as good as designating it for hatmana. V'das habach tafil b'shnei pam sagilizeh. And the Bach holds, two times is a chazaka, right? Two times is enough for it to be considered designated for this purpose. So in order for your soft hatmana thing to not be considered muktza, it either has to be explicitly designated to always use for hatmana, or something that's been used multiple times for hatmana, right? Or stam gizei tzemer, right? Those are the three ways that it could be something that is not muktza. So asul l'taltalon, sivkat and gimel, destam l'chashuv v'nehem. The reason why it's asul l'taltalon, why it's muktza, is because most of these things are chashuv. Va'adam maksadaitam en meshom l'asos me'an levadin. And a person does not intend to use them on Shabbos. He does not designate them for Shabbos usage because he plans on ultimately making textiles out of them, making materials out of them. out of them. Ve'in muksa machmas chesun kis, and therefore they're muksa machmas chesun kis because you wouldn't use them for anything else. Typically, you'd want to save them for what you want to use them for. The makbil l'shtamish ben shar dvarim, you'd be upset if someone tried to use it in a wasteful way. Ulaficha derech mikre. So even if you happen to have used it on a one-off basis for hatmana, adayin hem nodim baktsas adayin betelim hatmana, they're still considered to be muksa, and they are not they're not batel to the hatmana, which means they are not considered to be the item that's used for hatmana. They're considered to be a muksa item. And then we said, but if they're covering the cover of your pot, you could lift up the pot cover shemuktsas megula, as long as the pot cover is partially not covered with these soft cotton or whatever, because you need somewhere where you can grab the pot cover, right? If it's fully covered with the cotton or the cloth, then there's nowhere you can touch because there's mukta everywhere. So you have to have one exposed space where you can pick up the pot cover, so that you're not going to actually move the mukta, the items themselves. And we said if you designate it for this purpose, then it's no longer mukta. That in Erev Shabbos you say, this cloth is going to be used for Atmana forever. And it doesn't have to be a verbal yichud. It could be that you made up your mind that you're going to use it in this way. Sifkat and Vav Avalim Taman, but if you did the Hatmana with Gizei Tzemer, we said, after Stam Gizei Tzemer Muktzu Litvi La Riga, even though normally Gizei Tzemer are designated to be used for spinning or for weaving, Mikal Makom Ein Chashuv and Kol Kach Kama Mochin, but they're not as Chashuv as other soft textiles. V'kimen Shetamen Behem, and once used even once for Atmana, Kamadi Yichan Lachidami, we view it as if you were Miyachid it for Atmana, which again highlights the point that we said before, that something that you can use for Atmana standard is Muktzah. Right? We assume that if you used it just on a one-off basis for Atmana, it's Muktzah. Three exceptions to that rule. Either you specifically designated it to use it for Hatmana, whether it be Bepeh or Bimachshava, or you used it multiple times for Atmana, even without a specific designation, or it's Gizei Tzemer, which even if you used it once, it's already considered to be designated for Hatmana. Sivkat Zayin L'Schora, but even Gizei Tzemer, if it was designated for Schora, will be Muktzah. The Givin Sheinom, the Metzla L'Schora, since you plan to do business with them, Mistama Asadach Zirin Acharkach, Gamkin L'Otzer, so you plan on putting it back in the store afterwards, Valkeinim Mevatel Hatmana, so you're not being Mevatel it for the sake of Hatmana usage, Vavim Mele Muktzah, which turns it into Muktzah, Lo Sheikh L'Hatmana Me'er of Shabbos, unless you had specifically designated it for the sake of Hatmana on Erev Shabbos. Sivkat Nchesh, Notel Kisui, so we said that even though your pot cover is covered with muktzah, you can pick up the pot cover and shake off the muktzah. Ukigon shemuktzasa megula, as long as some of the pot cover is exposed. Ukanal gabi molchin dim ena megula klal, because if it's not exposed at all, yachal itchov bekoshul inaris akisui. What you can do is you can stick something in, like a stick in to the kisui. Ukatil kamam b'sim shinir aleph sif tes. Meaning the point is that it's considered tiltul minatzad if you take like a chopstick or something to move off the mochin, so that you could then lift up the pot cover to make, you know, to expose the handle of the pot cover, so that you could then lift off the pot cover. Sivkat and Tesla Nasis Basis, we said the pot cover does not become a basis ledavra aser. Why doesn't it become a basis ledavra aser? Isn't it a kli that has muktzah sitting on top of it? Isn't that the very definition of basis? Says Mishmur, no. Ta'ena kisoy tashmish la'tzemer. A basis has to be something that's servicing the muktzah. Over here, the pot cover is not servicing the muktzah. Adraba, hatzemer mishamish lakder lechamma. It's the muktzah that's servicing the pot cover, the pot and its cover, to keep it warm. So even though it's physically, the muktzah is physically located on top of the pot, the pot is not servicing the muktzah is servicing the pot cover. So there are other items for that same reason that are not a basis. The Mishabura has a similar story in Simon Shin Yud Aleph about a radish that you put into the dirt, you put into the sand, where the point is not that the radish is servicing the sand, but the sand is servicing the radish, so you could shake it off. Or, for example, let's take a more practical example, in Shaar HaTzion and Simon Shin Tes, and talk about a tablecloth, and then you have candles on top of the tablecloth. So does the tablecloth become muktzah because there were the leichter was on the tablecloth, and the leichter is muktzah because it was lit on Erev Shabbos? So no, because the tablecloth is not servicing the candles. The tablecloth is servicing the table. The tray under the candles is servicing the candles, but the tablecloth is not serving. The tablecloth is not there for the candles. The tablecloth is there for the table, and therefore the tablecloth would not be muktzah. You'd be allowed to move that tablecloth. Obviously, moving the candles is a bigger issue, but you'd be allowed to move that tablecloth. So to summarize what we learned tonight, 3 points. Point number one is we said that most soft materials are muktzah, even if you use them for hatmana, unless you decide you designated them for constant hatmana use, or you've used them multiple times for hatmana, or it's wool. It's stamped pieces of wool. So we said regular, and then the second point is that regular wool used once for hatmana is not muktzah, but even if you just use it once for hatmana, but if you had designated it for schora, it will become muktzah unless you permanently designated for hatmana. And then third point is that even though the item that you're being matmin with is muktzah, you're still allowed to lift the pot cover because it's only considered a tiltul min atzad, and it's not a basis since it's not being meshamesh the material is being meshamesh it. Okay, so tomorrow we'll pick up with Sif Beis. Good night, everyone.